Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. Remember my Ram Goldar and here my Sechus Bab Metzia Daf Yud Gimel. The first parak Shnai Mochsin. This parak has been dedicated to the memory of Mr. Moshe Horn, Reb Moshe Manis Ben Yaakov Yitzchak, by his children Dvorah and Dov Elias. May his neshama have an aliyah. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asked why a loan document may be written for a potential borrower before the loan is issued, since they may collect from purchasers' properties from the date in the shtar earlier than the actual loan date. Rav Asi says only shtar hakna. Documents of acquisition may be written beforehand because the lien actually begins immediately, even if the loan is never issued. Abaye answers, Eidim b'chasumim zachilu. The witnesses, with their signatures, acquire a lien from the lender at the time of signing, even before the loan. This is challenged by a mission which states that if one found gittin, gift documents, or receipts, they may not be returned to the recipient written in the shtar because perhaps they are written to be given, v'nimach alehem sh'olitnam, but the author reconsidered and opted not to give them. According to Abai, the shtar would take effect even if they were never given, since the signing affects the transaction. The Gemara answers, this principle only applies where the shtar reached the recipient's hand, whereby the transaction takes effect retroactively from signing. If the shtar was never given, its transaction does not take effect. Point number two, Abai is challenged from a mission which taught that a shtar with a property lien may not be returned according to Rabbi Meir. The previous daf explained that the case is where the debtor admitted to the debt, which is why a shtar without a lien is returned, and we're concerned that the shtar was written before the loan was actually issued, leading to unlawfully collecting property from earlier purchasers. According to Abai, however, that the lien takes effect at signing, such collection would be legitimate, and the shtar should be returned. Abai could explain the reason the shtar is not returned differently. The chayish l'perion v'l'kenunya. Remer is concerned about possible payment and collusion. Perhaps the loan was actually paid up, and the debtor received and later lost the shtar. He may be falsely admitting the debt is unpaid as a conspiracy with a creditor to collect the debt from purchasers who purchase without a compensation guarantee against collection, which the conspirators will later divide between themselves. And point number three, Shmuel holds we're not concerned about collusion between the debtor and creditor. Since he cannot explain the Mishnah like Abaya, the Gemara says he can explain the Mishnah, Keshein Chai Moda, where the debtor does not admit to the debt, so the shtar is not returned. A shtar without a lien is returned, according to Rabbi Meir, because Shmuel says that Rabbi Meir holds shtar chov she'en bo achrayis nechosim, a document which has no property lien in gova lo b'mishabdi lo b'nechori. The creditor cannot collect either from encumbered property, meaning sold property, nor from free property, referring to unsold property. This shtar cannot be used for any collection, and it is returned for one purpose, latzur alpi sulchiso shalmalva, to wrap over the mouth of the creditor's bottle. On Amma Beis, Rabbi Elazar takes the same view as Shmuel and explains that the Rabbanan hold a shtar without a property lien can be collected. Rabbi Yochanan takes Abai's view that the Mishnah's case is where the debtor admits the debt, and he explains the Rabbanan's opinion. Abraisa is then brought which supports Rabbi Yochanan's view and disproves Shmuel's and Rabbi Elazar's. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks why a loan document may be written for a potential borrower before the loan is issued, since they may collect from purchasers' properties from the date in the shtar earlier than the actual loan date. Rav Asi says only shtar hakna, documents of acquisition, may be written beforehand because the lien actually begins immediately, even if the loan is never issued. Abaye answers, Eidim b'chasumim zachilu. The witnesses, with their signatures, acquire a lien from the lender at the time of signing, even before the loan. This is challenged by a mission which states that if one found gittin, gift documents, or receipts, they may not be returned to the recipient written in the shtar because perhaps they are written to be given, v'nimach alehem sh'olitnam, but the author reconsidered and opted not to give them. According to Abai, the shtar would take effect even if they were never given, since the signing affects the transaction. The Gemara answers, this principle only applies where the shtar reached the recipient's hand, whereby the transaction takes effect retroactively from signing. If the shtar was never given, its transaction does not take effect. Point number two, Abai is challenged from a mission which taught that a shtar with a property lien may not be returned according to Rabbi Meir. The previous daf explained that the case is where the debtor admitted to the debt, which is why a shtar without a lien is returned, and we're concerned that the shtar was written before the loan was actually issued, leading to unlawfully collecting property from earlier purchasers. According to Abai, however, that the lien takes effect at signing, such collection would be legitimate, and the shtar should be returned. Abai could explain the reason the shtar is not returned differently. The chayish l'perion v'l'kenunya. Remer is concerned about possible payment and collusion. Perhaps the loan was actually paid up, and the debtor received and later lost the shtar. He may be falsely admitting the debt is unpaid as a conspiracy with a creditor to collect the debt from purchasers who purchase without a compensation guarantee against collection, which the conspirators will later divide between themselves. And point number three, Shmuel holds we're not concerned about collusion between the debtor and creditor. Since he cannot explain the Mishnah like Abaya, the Gemara says he can explain the Mishnah, Kishen Chai Moda, where the debtor does not admit to the debt, so the shtar is not returned. A shtar without a lien is returned, according to Rabbi Meir, because Shmuel says that Rabbi Meir holds shtar chov she'en bo achrais no chosim, a document which has no property lien in gova lo b'mishabdi lo b'nechori. The creditor cannot collect either from encumbered property, meaning sold property, nor from free property, referring to unsold property. This shtar cannot be used for any collection, and it is returned for one purpose, latzur alpi sulchiso shalmalva, to wrap over the mouth of the creditor's bottle. On Amma Beis, Rabbi Elazar takes the same view as Shmuel and explains that the Rabbanan hold a shtar without a property lien can be collected. Rabbi Yochanan takes Abai's view that the Mishnah's case is where the debtor admits the debt, and he explains the Rabbanan's opinion. A braisa is then brought which supports Rabbi Yochanan's view and disproves Shmuel's and Rabbi Elazar's. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Gimel, and our standard Siman is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, who had been excited to sign as an aide for the very first time on a shtar, since witnesses' signatures on a shtar acquire a lien for the lender even before the loan, overheard a lova and malva collude to collect from a buyer of land even after the debt was paid and split the gain. Just as two rabbis walked by who both held in choshesh and leperion v'kanunya, once again some motion. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be one daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy, who had been excited to sign as an aide for the very first time on a shtar, since witnesses' signatures on a shtar acquire a lien for the lender even before the loan, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why a loan document may be written for a potential borrower before the loan is issued, since they may collect from purchasers' properties from the date in the shtar earlier than the actual loan date. Rav Asi says only shtari hakna, documents of acquisition, may be written beforehand because the lien actually begins immediately, even if the loan is never issued. Abaya answers, Eidu b'chasum of zachim lo. The witnesses with their signatures acquire a lien for the lender at the time of signing, even before the loan. The Gemara clarifies, this principle only applies where the shtar reached the recipient's hand, whereby the transaction takes effect retroactively from signing. If the shtar was never given, its transaction does not take effect. So the bar mitzvah boy, who had been excited to sign as an aide for the very first time on a shtar, since witnesses' signatures on a shtar acquire a lien for the lender even before the loan, overheard a lova and malva collude to collect from a buyer of land even after the debt was paid and split the gain. Which reminds us, a buyer could explain the reason a shtar with a property lien is not returned is the chayshu perion v'kanunya, where Meir is concerned about possible payment and collusion. Perhaps the loan was actually paid up, and the debtor received and later lost the shtar. He may be falsely admitting that the debt is unpaid as a conspiracy with a creditor to collect the debt from buyers who purchase without a compensation guarantee against collection, which the conspirators will later divide between themselves. So the bar mitzvah boy, who had been excited to sign as an aide for the very first time on a shtar, since witnesses' signatures on a shtar require a lien from the lender even before the loan, overheard a lova and malva collude to collect from a buyer of land even after the debt was paid and split the gain. Just as two rabbis walked by who both held Ein Choshesh L'Perion V'Kanunya. Which reminds us, the Gemara explains how Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar, who both hold that we're not concerned for Perion V'Kanunya, understand the Malchokas and the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and how their positions are eventually disproven. So once again, the bar mitzvah boy, who had been excited to sign as an aide for the very first time on a shtar, since witnesses' signatures on a shtar acquire a lien for the lender even before the loan, overheard a lova malva collude to collect from a buyer of land even after the debt was paid and split the gain. Just as two rabbis walked by who both held in Choshesh and L'Perion V'Kanunya. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Yevram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.